This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
If what they got's what being a Christian means, I don't want it. I thought, I guess she's right. Whenever we go before the world and we show the world that we're not any different, we can't walk in faith. We can't walk in holiness. We can't keep from being bitter and fighting. If we can't do that, then why should the world want what we got? But if we are loving and kind and gentle, and we're different, and we're walking in a position of prosperity and a position of health and everything, and we're doing it and telling people, God has blessed me. I have been obedient to His Word. I have served Him. I love my wife and my children, and I've been obedient to teach them the Word of God. And I've stayed with my wife and my children, and I've provided for them. I've provided a home for them and clothes for their backs and everything. And I'm walking wholly in obedience to God's Word, and my family and I are walking in total obedience to the Word, and there's been no sickness, no disease, and God has met all of our financial needs. He has blessed us with a nice home and a nice car. He has taken good care of us. We are really blessed in all that we do. They might say, well, I'll listen to you. I want to know what you got, because obviously what you got's working. Let me tell you, when you do it God's way, it always works. But when we do it the enemy's way, it brings sickness and disease and death to us. Now then, to have lots such lawsuits, in other words, Paul's saying now, for a Christian to sue a Christian, I don't care what the situation is, it says, to have such lawsuits at all is a real defeat for you. Why not just accept the injustice and leave it at that? Why not let yourselves be cheated? But instead, you yourselves are the one who do wrong, and you cheat even your own Christian brothers and sisters. Now, that's a shame. But we do that. We treat our own brothers and sisters wrong. We go to court against them, and we cheat them. And he says, if you feel like they've cheated you, just mark it off. Count it as an experience and praise the Lord and go on and forgive them. And just keep loving them and keep walking holy in obedience to God's Word. If you will do that, God will change your life. He will provide for you in every way if you'll do what He says. Now, here a while back, when we see Christians coming against Christians, my wife and I were up north, and we had a Christian attorney there that we were talking to. And as we were talking about some of these things, he told us an experience he had with God. He said, I used to be a divorce attorney, but he says, not anymore. I said, well, why did you change? He said, oh, I divorced a lot of people in my time. But he said, I had a couple that were Christians and said they couldn't agree, and said we were all there trying to figure out what we were going to do. And he said they got in a kind of an argument with each other, and things began to get pretty heated. So he said, as they got heated in their argument, I told him, I said, hey, let's just stop. Let me go pray about this. It's time to pray. So he said, I went in my office, and I was praying. I was asking the Lord, Lord, how do I deal with this situation? What do I do? And he said, the Lord spoke to me clearly about this couple and said, no divorce, no divorce. He said, I thought, wow. He said, I heard that audible, authoritative voice. He said, man. He said, I went back in there and told this couple, I was praying and asking God what you two should do, or what we should do, or how we should handle this. And the Lord told me, spoke to me audibly and said, no divorce. You are two are not to divorce. You are to make it. You are to forgive each other and love each other. And you're to go back and you're to walk holy before me. Well, far as I know, that couple did that. But I will have to say that attorney, he was so moved by what God told him that he left that part of the profession. He said, I can no longer be a divorce attorney. When I hear God now, and also he said in his word, God says, I hate divorce. He doesn't want you to divorce. So when God says, he says, I hate divorce, he hates it. Now then, what if a man and a woman that are Christians, something happens, they just absolutely get to where they cannot stand each other. They cannot live together. Then the Lord just tells them to separate. Go their own way. But he tells them not to get a divorce. One of you live here, one of you live here, but no divorce. And the Lord says, if you ever decide you need a mate again, you come back to your original one. This is Christians, people in the church. People in the church that are Christians are not to divorce. They can separate, but they cannot get a divorce, except immorality. If sexual immorality is involved, then they can, but they're not supposed to. So Paul told us here, why don't you just accept the injustice and leave it at that? Forget it. Don't go before an outside court. Don't you know that you're not supposed to do these things? Because when you do these things, you are guilty of doing your brother wrong, and you're cheating even your own Christian brothers and sisters. Then he goes a little bit further here, as he had been talking just before he goes to talking about suing a Christian. He had been talking about avoiding sexual immorality and a sexual sin. Then he goes on in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 to say, don't you know those who do wrong? Now he was talking about doing wrong to your Christian brothers and sisters. Don't you know to those who do wrong will have no share in the kingdom of God? Now, that's something. You took a brother to court, you sued them, you done wrong, and you cheated even your own Christian brother. And he says, don't you know that those who do wrong will have no share in the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourselves. Those who indulge in sexual sin, he's not naming all of them, not just those who do wrong, but there's a lot of wrong. And suing your Christian brother is wrong. He says, those who indulge in sexual sin, those who are idol worshipers, those who are adulterers, those who are male prostitutes, those who are homosexuals, those who are thieves, those who are greedy people, those who are drunkards, those who are abusers, and swindlers, none of these will have a share in the kingdom of God. You know, that's pretty tough stuff, isn't it? Well, I've heard a lot of people say that, you know, I don't believe God would send me just because I was an adulterer. I don't believe God would send me to hell. Or just because it says here, male prostitutes or homosexuals. That's just as clear as it can be. But that's what the Word of God says. He says, these people will have no part in the kingdom of God. Does God love those kind of people? Sure, He loves everybody. But He does not want you to stay there. Now then, if you're one of those kind of people, you're doing people wrong, you're suing your Christian brothers, you're doing everything wrong. If you're doing wrong, and He goes into great detail, not only those people that treat people wrong, which are doing it in court, but all these other things we listed here. He says, if you're one of these kind of people and you profess to be a Christian, he says, if you continue to live in this kind of sin, you will have no part in the kingdom of God. Well, what should we do then? Should we tell people what God says? Or should we say, well, I don't want to offend my brother. I don't want to judge him. Judge not lest you be judged. I'm not going to tell my brother if I see him committing sexual immorality, which one of those sexual sins it is, whether it's homosexuals, whether it's just adultery, regardless of what it is, sex sin is sex sin. All those things are wrong. Now, you say, well, it's not my place to judge them. If you're a Christian, and you're walking in obedience to God's word, it is your place to judge them. The church is to judge the church. It's not the outside world we're supposed to judge. If we don't judge ourselves, God will judge us. Now then, let's go on a little further and see what he says here. He says, now, there was a time when some of you were just like these people, all these things we just listed, but now your sins have been washed away and you've been set apart for God. You have been made right with God because of what the Lord Jesus Christ and the Spirit of our God has done for you. Now, if you were made right, you may say, I am allowed to do anything. Well, yes, we do have freedom in Christ. We have liberty, I say. But Paul says, but I reply, not everything is good for you. And even though I am allowed to do anything, I must not become a slave to anything. You say, food is for the stomach, and the stomach is for food. This is true. Though someday God will do away with both of them. In other words, but our bodies were not made for sexual immorality. They were made for the Lord. Now that's why God made us in the first place. He made us to become a member of the body of Christ. But he's given you a choice. You have to make that choice. If you make that choice, then you've fell into the area that Christ wants you to fall into. He says, but our bodies were not made for sexual immorality. They were made for the Lord, and the Lord cares about our bodies. And God will raise our bodies from the dead by him, by his miraculous power, just as he raised our Lord from the dead. Don't you realize that your bodies are actually part of Christ? Should a man take his body, which belongs to Christ, and join it to a prostitute? Never. We should never be involved in sexual sin. If you ever get involved in a sexual sin, the minute you become involved, you are joining Christ, which is in you, to another person. And if that will open the door to the devil faster than anything I know, and he will come in. So you do not want to do that. It says, never. And don't you know that a man joins himself to a prostitute? That if a man joins himself to a prostitute, he becomes one body with her. This is what people are doing. For the scripture says, the two are united into one, but the person who is joined to the Lord becomes one in spirit with him. Then he says in great detail, run away from sexual sin. Run away from it. No other sin so clearly affects the body as this one does. For sexual immorality is a sin against your own body. Or don't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price, so you must honor God with your body. Now, that's a scripture right there in 1 Corinthians 6 that you must know that if you're a believer in Jesus, this body that you have, which you think is yours, is not yours. It belongs to him. And you must purify and take care of this body. If you do not do the things God tells you in his word, then he, God, will send a demon to destroy your body so that your soul may be saved in the day of judgment. Do it God's way.